The San Martino Cathedral, the Portico del Paraíso, or Portico of Paradise. The Portico del Paraíso, or Portico of Paradise, is situated inside, at the front of the Cathedral of Orense. It was built in the 13th century by the students of the master craftsman Matteo, taking inspiration for his work from the Portico de la Gloria, or Portico of Glory, in the Cathedral of Santiago de Compostela. It's a masterful piece, executed from a single plan. Far from being a mere imitation, the Portico of Orense has distinctive features, such as being polychromatic, that confers upon it great artistic value as well as a great deal of personality in its own right. It has a series of three arches that stand on columns with thin, polished stone shafts. The mullion in the centre divides the arches into two, and it's these single-piece columns that give strength to the portico. The sculpture of the Apostle Santiago is shown holding an iron sword, in reference to the belief of his miraculous appearance in the Battle of Clavijo. According to legend, he intervened to help the Christians in their fight against the Muslims. The image is from the 13th century, the same period as the doorway, although it was replaced here in the 19th century. It's a naturalistic representation of the saint, with curly hair and a beard, and with numerous folds in his clothes, whose relief suggests the contours of the body of the apostle. Also in the 19th century, in the upper part of the mullion, the image of the Virgin del Consuelo, or Virgin of Consolation, together with Sun, was added. She's seen as hardly able to hold him as he plays. A little further up, in the capital, Christ is tempted by the devil, and if we raise our sight further, we see a medallion portraying God the Father, and there is a tabernacle with the scene of San Martin cutting his cloak. The cathedral is under the patronage of San Martin de Tours, just as the city of Orense itself is. As a soldier of the Roman Guard, he was attributed with a miraculous deed. It was said that upon leaving the city of Amiens, he came across a beggar who was trembling with cold. He cut his cloak in two and gave him one half, keeping the other half, as it belonged to the Roman army under which he served. The next day, Jesus appeared dressed in the half of the cloak he had given to the beggar and thanked him for his act of charity. If we look up to the archivolts of the central arch, we find the 24 elders, who are referred to in the Book of the Apocalypse as follows. Around the throne there were 24 thrones, and on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, who were dressed in white, with golden crowns on their heads. These elders represent the redeemed in the final judgment. Their white attire symbolizes purity, and their crowns are a symbol of victory, not of authority. The sculptured columns of human height represent apostles and prophets that can be identified by the inscriptions on the papers they carry. The capitals are decorated with various motifs, such as thick leaves, the temptations of Christ in the desert, centaurs fighting with mermaids, dragons or evil harpies with horrendous faces and bird-shaped bodies. They were the harbingers of plague, illness, and other misfortunes. The polychrome largely dates from the 18th century, applied over the original Romanic polychrome, and still visible on some of the pilaster figures. The painting allowed volume to be given to the figures, and highlighted and emphasized different aspects to them. On both sides there are two small Baroque chapels. One contains an altarpiece of the Virgen de Belén, the work of Castro Canseco, who was a prolific sculptor working between the 17th and 18th centuries in Galicia, and to whom we also owe the decoration of Christ's Chapel. The other chapel represents San Francisco Blanco, from Ourense, who was crucified together with fellow Franciscans in the city of Nagasaki in Japan in 1597.